Both presidential candidates are going after that slender slice of the electorate known as the swing voters, of course. And a new survey released today finds that many of those swing voters can be found among Catholics and evangelical Christians. Political scientist John Green conducted the survey for the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life. He came to our studios to discuss the intersection of religion and politics. John Green, welcome.
It's good to be with you.
Who are the swing voters within the context of this survey?
A very good example of a swing voter among religious votes would be a centrist Catholic, say someone who takes the teachings of the Catholic Church very seriously and therefore may be pro-life on abortion, but at the same time be in favor of higher social welfare spending and very critical of the war on Iraq. The position on abortion might lead that individual to want to support President Bush, but on the other issues, aid for the poor, opposition to the war in Iraq, to vote for Senator Kerry. That individual's conflicted, and that is the very definition of a swing voter.
Well, does that swing vote, almost by that definition, mean that social issues are of value and that other issues might trump them?
Yes, one of the characteristics of centrist religious people, whether they're Protestants or Catholics, is that no particular issue necessarily triumphs. So, for instance, centrist Catholics wouldn't necessarily vote Republican because of the abortion issue, although they might, because it could be that social welfare and foreign policy issues would trump their position on abortion. Of course, it could go the other way as well, right? That their views about foreign policy might be trumped by their positions on abortion. So these are voters that have a lot to think about, and the campaigns are pursuing them vigorously, trying to tip them in one direction or the other.
One big issue in this election is gay marriage. How did that break down, and were there any surprises?
But one of the things that surprised us was that there was great tolerance for rights for homosexuals. In fact, almost all of the religious groups had a majority support for the idea that homosexuals should have the same rights as other Americans. And there were just two groups that didn't have majority support, highly traditional evangelical Protestants, and interestingly enough, black Protestants.
Was there any way to find out from the survey why that would be the case?
We suspect that it has to do with the advent of the debate over same-sex marriage, because the very traditional values about marriage among white evangelical Protestants and black Protestants leads them to have somewhat less support for gay rights in general.
What does this survey, if anything, tell the campaigns about what they might want to do differently?
Well, I think it tells them two things. One is that both parties have strong religious constituencies. Secondly, it says that religion matters and that none of the campaigns can write off the religious vote because there's the capacity to get votes all across the political spectrum for both sides.
I have heard the expression convertible Catholics and freestyle evangelicals. Tell me about those people, and those groups would fall into the swing voter category, right?
Yes. The term freestyle evangelical refers to more moderate or liberal evangelicals, and these are individuals that may be available to the Kerry campaign on the basis of social welfare programs, the environment, or foreign policy issues. Convertible Catholics refers to Catholics that are swing voters. And right now, there's a rather fierce battle over the convertible Catholics.
How many votes are we talking about here? I mean, what's the size of this? The swing voters are real critical generally, but there are not so many of them this time around.
Because the election is so close, all of the groups that are in play are relatively small. But these religious groups that are open to one candidate or the other are of fairly significant size. For instance, the convertible Catholics may be 8 to 10% of the Catholic community. The freestyle evangelicals may also be perhaps 8 to 10% of the evangelical community. Now, in a typical election, people would not worry a lot about small groups, but when the election's this close, then every vote counts.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
John Green is a political scientist at the University of Akron. He conducted the study, The American Religious Landscape and Politics, 2004, for the Pew Forum on Religious and Public Life.